Blog Talk Radio.
Hold it now.
America, how are you? I'm your host, Kenny Jones. What a week, what a week. First of all, for people that listen by notepad, computer, the number is 909-265-9215. Press 1 if you have a comment or a question. First of all, I'll go through my monologue before I get into these political hot topics. Black Urban, this is Black Urban America, sponsored by We Talk Productions. Black Urban America airs on Tuesday evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Then we have Provocative Thought on Saturday between 8 and 9 p.m. Also, we have a marketing partnership program for small businesses and entrepreneurs to increase their visibility nationally and internationally. I think this will be a good, excellent program for small business owners as well as entrepreneurs, especially if you're local and you want to expand. If you want to expand your product and services, call me because We Talk Production to have a great national exposure. The number is 404-482-4804. If you're interested in this marketing partnership program with We Talk Production, call 404-482-4804. Let's get to the hot topics. Well, the president has his way. Finally, after a year. After a year he was elected, he finally got something passed through the House and through and will be passed through the Senate. And the Senate they have enough votes in the Senate. In fact, the House passed the 227 to 203. It will be a new tax plan since 1986, that was the Ronald Reagan era. Folks, this is what you wanted. After I break this down, the tax plan down the best I can, this is what you wanted. Again, if you want to make a comment, press 1. It is estimated that the wealthy, the rich and the wealthy, will benefit from this tax cut. And here's the kicker. It will be a permanent tax cut for real estate executives. Let me repeat that. When I read this, my jaw dropped. It will be a permanent tax cut for real estate executives. Now, what do Donald Trump? Let me see. What is Donald Trump known for? Let me think on the top of my head. Oh, real estate. Real estate. He paid himself. He took hands off the top forever and ever for generations. Also, you know who's going to have problems? You know who's going to have problems? Chief executives that have large major companies will be paying a big chunk of this tax. And these companies, they said the states that have the most major large companies, New Jersey, New York, California, and Massachusetts. Now, what do they all have in common? Let me see again. Let me really think hard. They're blue states. These are states that didn't vote for Donald Trump, which, like, tells you, I mean, like, it's like the plane on, it's the plane as day. It's plain as the nose on your face. This, we have a child as a president that catch tantrums. If he get angry with you, you're fired. And his base still love. I just can't wait till I market this show, because people download this show because I really, when I get to near the end, I'm really talking to his base, because a lot of his base come from that population with the tax cuts really going to kill. Also, these companies will have to pay double in their deductions. And also, many of these companies are Democrats in New Jersey, New York, California, Massachusetts. This is another example. I can't even call him president. I just can't fix my lips to call him president. I'll call Reagan President Reagan. I'll call Bob Bush's President Bush's President Bush. I don't have a problem calling you president. But this guy, he is dividing this country more and more every time he speaks, every action he takes. He is dividing this country, and I warned you last year, I don't feel sorry for anyone. This country is going to suffer. Ask this young lady that used to co-host with me. She lived in Washington, Seattle, Washington. And to ask her, at least once or twice a month, I used to warn people about this man, his history, his father history. But nobody listened. Nobody went out to vote. So good for you. Oh, this tax cut will put another $1.5 trillion. We already $1 trillion in debt. Now, here's some numbers. Here's some numbers. I'm not going to spend all night talking about the tax cut. We're going to talk about the tax plan, Tavis Smiley / sexual harassment, and one other issue that I'm excited about. And I hope That last issue, we have time, that last issue is not fake news. I hope it's real. But let me continue. Hold up now, because, you know, I've been reading the text. I was just skimming through the web on the different views on the text plan. Everyone knows this is the most depressing, idiotic. I know I shouldn't say idiotic because that is subjective, but I can't. Hey, even his own peers feel that he's an idiot. The corporate tax will be cut from 35% to 21%. A total of 14%. It limits what middle class and small business owners will not be able to gain any type of people call it, any returns. They only could get up to $10,000. But, everybody was there, in this part, there was a picture of Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell laughing and joking, giving each other high fives. The child tax credit will increase from $1,000 to $2,000 per child. Really? Wow. Gee, thanks a lot. And the affordable health care plan is gone. In 2019, you will not be mandated to have health insurance in 2019. 2018 will be the last year under the law for the Affordable Care Act. Let me stop there for one second, man. Let me wrap my head around it. Why do this guy, this new president, have such a negative outlook on Obama? I don't understand. Donald Trump, after Obama, since Obama put his hand on that Bible in front of the Capitol and said, I do. He went after him about the birth certificate. He went after him about the health care. He went at everything that President Obama tried to do. President Trump was there trying to check him. I don't know what kind of history they have. I didn't know they knew each other in the past, because Donald Trump is much older than President Obama. And I very seriously doubt it. They travel in the same circles. And my thing is, President Obama been quiet about this until today. Oh, really? You go wait to the last minute to say something? That's why a lot of black folks question your leadership and how, you know, they do that well under your reign. He said, this is mean-spirited. Oh, really? No kidding. It's mean-spirited. Let me go on. The thing is, I should just be reporting this and should be emotionless, and I shouldn't have my personal opinions about this. It should be objective, but you can't be. I watch Meet the Press, Face the Nation, MSNBC, CNN, all of them get robbed up. The pros get robbed up. And my little semi-pro behind, you know, I'm trying to, you know, control myself. It's projected that in 2019, which is there's no more Affordable Care Act, it'll be market insurance premiums is projected 13 million Americans will be without health care. Again, while I'm reading this, and by the way, this is according to the New York Times. I didn't get this off Facebook. This is according to the New York Times. And also, what I'm about to say about the tax plan, and they did this deal behind back doors, because while the traditional media outlet and also social media, nothing was said about Medicaid. But see, I'm nosy. I'm from an urban setting. And I know in an urban setting, there are people that rely on this program. And this was the first line of the article. Deep cuts will be made to Medicaid. Deep cuts! How deep, I really can't tell you, but when I finish, I'm going to tell you what's going to surprise you. Many benefits and services will be dropped under this plan, including, I should say, such as maternity care. How many ladies depend on, and I hope he's not talking about WIC. I hope he's not talking about the clinics. But he's talking about maternity care, emergency services, and mental health services. When I think of mental health, there's many Americans. And I'm not talking about just black folks, y'all. I'm talking about all of us. This is what you call a class thing now. This is a class phenomena that resonate with me. But I am not shocked. I am not shocked. I thought that this is I knew it was going to get passed because they've been trying to tackle this whole tax / affordable health care for years, and I thought it was going to be next year. Now, I knew it was coming, but I didn't know that. I just want to know what type he's the deal maker. I want to know what type of deal, because a lot of these senators come from states where, and you're going to see in a minute, a lot of these senators come from states where their constituents rely on these services and programs, such as maternity care, such as mental health services. And you want to know what's other mental health services? Substance abuse programs. And with this opiate epidemic that hit this nation for the past 15 years, he just going to slash it? I don't know. But you elected him. You praised him. You thought that he was the second coming. He was the second coming, all right. But not what you think. Also, that's not the only population that affected. Guess what else? Older people will have to pay 5 times as much for their insurance than younger folks. I don't understand. He's 70 years old. He said he couldn't even look out for his own age group. He's 70 years old. I've been a senior citizen in 5 years. I hope they do something about this by the time that I become a senior citizen. Now, Medicaid. I didn't know that Medicaid had open-ended budget and emergency fund. but they do. They will no longer have an open-ended budget. Also, they will be placed on a specific budget, and the tax cut will also cut.
Hold it now!
Not millions, but billions. Billions of dollars. It's going to be cut to Medicaid. And guess what? I just want to give you a little bit of numbers. See, Trump, I keep on telling you, Trump don't care about anyone if you don't have any dollars in your pocket. You know, 40%. No, first of all, it's estimated that 70 million people receive Medicaid. 40% are white. I know the stereotype. They call some our sister the welfare queens or what have you. Nah, 40% of public Medicaid public assistant are white. In fact, and you know what? I stake my reputation on that. A lot of these people voted for Donald Trump. I bet you they did. I bet you they did. Only 21% of recipients are black that receive Medicaid. 25% are Hispanic/Latino. So what does that tell you? What does that tell you, folks? That Donald Trump is not looking after your interests. He's not. Don't let him fool you. I'm sorry to inform you, this guy has always been like this. I've been knowing of Donald Trump since the early 80s. And this man, at one time he called himself a liberal. He's not liberal or he's not liberal or conservative. He's not Democrat or Republican. He's Trump. He go with the wind. His God is that dollar sign. Greed is his value. His daddy was like that, and he's like that, and his sons will probably his sons are like that. Well, at least the oldest one. At least the oldest one. I don't know about next to the oldest. The oldest one is. So what you going to do about that, folks? I tell you what you should do. 2018 is a very crucial year in this country. It's the Senate race. A lot of Congress and senators are up for re-election. I say get rid of them all. Including the Democrats. Whoever's in and whoever the opponent is, if they're not a Roy Moore type of character, get rid of them. Because you got to remember, these are the same guys that stopped a lot of bills from being passed 4 years ago when they shut down the government. Y'all remember that? What a week. What a week. I have somebody on the line. Let me see if this person wants to say something or not. Welcome to Black Urban America. You're on the air. Hello, 6651? I guess the person don't want to say anything. Another thing that that kind of took me back. I thought it was fake news at first. Oh, somebody is. Welcome to Black Up America. You're on the air.
Hello? Hi, Ken. It's Don. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Don? How you doing, old faithful?
I'm doing just fine. I was enjoying your show.
Good.
I look forward to your show because it helps me to become better educated.
Well, I thank you for the feedback, and I was looking forward. I was hoping that you call and everything. So what do you think about these tax cuts?
Well, I think that over the years, I'm a little bit older than you are.
Mm-hmm.
I remember following politics before Richard Nixon. So I've been back. That's back in 1972. So
yeah,
I've been following
Seth Johnson.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
yeah. I couldn't help but follow Johnson. It was in my household.
Well, I remember Reagan's tax cuts, and they did a lot to help the economy, in my mind. They helped me. I was really young, and I had a young family, and those tax cuts, even though they weren't a whole lot of money in my pocket, when they say it's 5%, well, it's a 5% tax break. Well, 5% of $1,000 is only $50,
mm-hmm.
you know, so, and I'm saying, well, you know, $50 is better than no dollars, but it wasn't a lot. And I look at the tax business that's going on now, and the tax rates that are they published now, and I'm concerned about them. From the aspect is that I think that that's still not fair across the board for many people.
Yes.
It's
the
tax
middle class
bracket
is not getting a dime. The middle class, the low and middle class is not getting a dime. If you make your other $200,000, and this is what I read in another article. If you make it under $200,000, you're not coming out with anything. It's real. Even the rich, like the millionaire, like the one millionaire, you know, just the new money, you know, they're going to be hurting too.
You talked about the blue states, you know, and their property taxes for years, and for decades. What had happened there was the people in those states, when they filed their federal income taxes, they also had to pay their state taxes, but they used to be able to take their state taxes and deduct that from the federal taxes.
Right. But it only can deduct $10,000, $24,000.
Yeah, now they can't deduct that, which means they have to fully pay their state tax
mm-hmm.
as well as their federal tax. And that's just like about every other state. So many other states are the same way. I live in Ohio, and I can't deduct.
I don't think
I've
you guys
never
could
been
be affected that much because you voted for them.
Well, you know, not everybody in Ohio voted for him. He was not my first choice, that's for sure. But at the same token, I'm saying is that all the other states, there's so many states that are red states, that's true. But they were never able to deduct their insurance or their state income tax from the federal income tax like the blue states could. So the blue states are actually being subsidized by the taxes from the federal government. The federal government was saying basically, well, you already paid the state tax, so you don't have to pay this much in federal tax.
And you got a lot of deduction under the federal plan, under the federal tax plan.
Right. So what that means now is they can't deduct it from the federal insurance, so they're going to have to be like the rest of us and pay their state tax and their federal tax and not get credit for their state tax like the rest of us. And and so it's going to be hard for those people in the blue states because those are also some of the wealthiest states.
Right.
You know, like you get like Connecticut and you got California. Some of those are really wealthy states. Now,
yeah,
I want to make some. I want to make something really plain and clear here that I make a comment that, you know, some of those are wealthy states. I also know those states have a lot of poor people too.
Yes.
And so you have a middle income family that's living in California or Connecticut or New Jersey or someplace. They're not going to get that tax break. They'll end up probably paying more in taxes because
right.
they're not going to be able to get the tax break. So
right.
for those families, this isn't a help. Okay. And so they're going to end up actually paying more in taxes than they would have under the old plan. But what it's done is it's made every state the same, where nobody gets to deduct their state taxes. And I've lived in Texas, I've lived in California, I've lived in Pennsylvania, and now I live in Ohio. And every one of those states, the taxes are different here. And then Ohio is a pretty high state tax state too. And it's up there. It's in the top 10. And and we were never able to deduct that at all. Now, as the income or the tax requirements for the Affordable Care Act goes, Obamacare goes, the way the law was, you were forced to have insurance.
Yes.
You didn't get a choice. You
That's
were
right.
forced to have insurance whether you wanted it or not. And there's a lot of people that just don't want it. You know, I take, for example, I have a son who's in his early 30s, and he's in great health, and he says, you know, it's cheaper for me to him. He told me it's cheaper for him to pay the penalty for not having insurance than it is for him to pay for his insurance. So under the Affordable Care Act, if you didn't pay if you didn't show that you had medical coverage, then you got penalized at the end of the year. That you would get you'd get a fine for not having health care insurance.
Yeah, I know.
And
I know.
To him, he was saying, he said, "Dad, it's cheaper for me not to have insurance." And I believe that people in this country that really need insurance should be able to get it, but those who don't want it shouldn't have to be forced to get it.
It should be up to you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It should be up to the individual, but the Affordable Care Act made it where you had to have insurance. You were forced by the government to have insurance. Now, I have Affordable Care Act insurance, and my insurance premiums, I have to have insurance, but my insurance premiums have gone up for 3 years in a row. I started off paying $3,000 a year. Now I pay $9,000 a year for the same coverage I got 3 years ago.
Right.
So my premium.
Well, I get less coverage to pay more. I get less coverage to pay more.
Well, that's exactly what happens to me.
I pay more. I get less coverage.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, but I think it was a deal made between. Now this is all. I don't know. I never read anything. I'm just looking at the writing on the wall. If something like this, it must have been a deal made between Obama administration and insurance companies. They must have backed him tremendously during his campaigns for him to come out and say, you have to have insurance. If you don't have insurance, you're going to get fined. You're going to take some money out of your tax because they fine you through the taxes. If you don't have, well, I think how it went, if you don't have insurance by the time you fill out your taxes, you know, you're going to get fined. The fine comes automatically out of your taxes. And where did that money go?
Well, you know what? You're exactly right. The insurance companies were all in favor of the Affordable Care Act because they knew that people were going to be forced to buy their product. And they were going to make money on that. But the problem has been is that so many people, younger people, who the government thought was going to be paying most of the premiums, therefore covering the cost for those who really needed the insurance would be lower, they decided to go ahead and pay the penalty rather than pay the extra money for the insurance because it was cheaper for them. And so there that money that wasn't coming into the Affordable Care Act from the people who didn't want insurance. And so insurance companies at first were really happy that they were getting their people were being forced to buy their insurance. As it's turned out, my son says it's cheaper for him to go to a doctor and pay out of his pocket, straight out of his pocket, than it is to have health insurance because the health insurance costs him more. And I think there's a lot of people like that. But there's also, and you made this point really clearly, is that there are so many people that really need coverage and that really can't afford, they can't afford it now.
I can't afford it, but I have to get it.
Yeah, well, I'm the same way. I have no choice. I have some health issues that I have to have coverage for, but I'm also paying more now than I've ever paid before for insurance in my whole life.
It's going to get worse. I'm telling you, it is. All the experts said that they don't see it. They don't agree with the president when he said that, oh, over a couple of years, you're going to see the returns and everything. They don't see it. One article I read at the time, he looked at this thing sideways, front ways. He said he doesn't get it. First of all, it's too complex. It's more than 1,400 pages. It's very complex. It's a lot to really consume, and it's probably, if it's a lot, it's going to be a lot of loopholes. Call them a lawyer.
I think they're going to find a way to get around it.
So I don't know.
I think you're right. I think you're right, but let me just say this. They intentionally make it difficult. You know, they don't give you a tax information or tax plan that only has a couple of pages to it. They send you this book.
Mm-hmm.
When I started and I got my insurance, I got this book, and it, no kidding, it was almost an inch thick. And it was a large, you know, an 8.5 by 11 book, double-sided printed, of all the instructions and all the deductions and all the premiums and all the things that you had to do. And, you know, how many people are not going to read that? You've got some people who can't read it.
Right.
And then you've got other people who are not going to bother to read it.
I just paid the money, and that's the laziness on me. You know, I might read it later, or I might skim through it, or I'll just take it to a guy and say, look, help me. You know, it's just, you gotta be an economic major, for Christ's sakes.
I wait till it's time for me to pay my taxes. You know, in January, I start working on my taxes. And I just go to my tax man and I say, how much are you going to suck me, screw me for?
Ugh.
You know?
And, I don't know when the last time I got a tax return.
I haven't had one in years. And I end up paying taxes every year because they say I don't pay enough. So I keep paying taxes every year, even though I'm on a fixed income.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get a lot of money.
Guess what? You guys, I just went through it. You see, citizens, let's go ahead, get hit.
Yep.
Oh my God. Yes, we are.
We're already getting hit hard.
I thought he said in his campaign, I watched the guy. I hang on his word. You know, I thought he said that Medicare is not going to be touched, and the senior citizen is. One time he made a joke. Yeah, I'm not going to do anything to the citizen because I'm 70 years old. You remember he said that? It was right before somebody asked him a question.
Yeah, but Kenneth, he's not the only one that's behind this. You had over 230 people in the House, and you're going to have over 50 people in the Senate that are going to vote for this.
227. 227.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm sorry.
There was 50, and he's going to have the 54, 52. You're going to have 52 or 50. Matter of fact, the Senate is voting, or they voted already. They said that the bill is going to be on his desk for signing tomorrow.
Maybe. But, you know, for him to do this, he didn't do it on his own. These guys had to come up with the plan. He just told them what he wanted, and then they had to go fight it out to see what they were actually going to give him. But
and, that Paul Ryan is like he tried to get this passed 4 years ago. No, a couple years.
Well,
I think
Paul Ryan's a terrible leader in the House. But the thing that I heard that really got my attention is there's two outside of the Affordable Care Act, there's two other major components to our medical system. You have Medicare and Medicaid.
Right.
And there's a lot of people on Medicaid.
I got the number right here. Hold on. 70 million, according to the
Medicaid?
New York Times, 70 million people are on Medicaid. And you know what?
On Medicaid?
And a lot of the people, and I bet you, I just won't go out on a limb, that I bet you a lot of people are from his base that's on Medicaid.
Well, you know what's going to happen, and this is what I was told. I was told this by somebody who was following the news more closely than I am.
Mm-hmm.
He told me that the plan is to do away with Medicaid. It's going to go away.
Yeah.
Everybody is going to go to Medicare. They're
going to
get rid of Medicaid.
Yeah, that's true.
And they want everybody to go to Medicaid.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that is. That's exactly right.
Yeah, how can this Medicaid is something not only for the mothers, it's for the children. It's for children.
But you know what most people don't understand? At least this is how it is here in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
You get Medicaid from the state.
Right.
And the state's the one that pays for it, and then you pay it from your taxes into the state. And the federal government pays a portion of it. They don't pay all of it. But
as a matter of fact, what he wants to do, and I heard of something similar, that he don't want the federal government to be responsible for Medicaid. He wants the state to have total responsibility for distribution.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
I hang
he
on
wants
Donald
to take
Trump
it
word.
Out.
That's
huh?
what he wants, but it's too much of an animal. If you talk about Medicare, that's one third of our budget. The military is one third. Medicaid is one third. I forgot what the other one third is. But I know it's military, Social Security. I'm sorry, not Medicare. Well, Medicare is not Social Security. Social Security is one third. Military is one third. I forgot what the other one third is. And one time during his campaign, he talked about privatizing Medicare. That's a Paul Ryan thing. privatizing Medicare.
Well, I'm concerned about that because I think that the government does play a large portion in the regulation of insurance, and they should. I'm concerned that you get a poor state like Mississippi, a really poor state. They're not going to be able – they don't have the population base or the income base like my state, like Ohio has, to be able to support them on their own, their own people on their own for state Medicare or Medicaid. They can't.
Hey, you want to know something? That senator from Mississippi is up for re-election.
You know, I think there's going to be a lot of turnover in 18, and I think that
I say get rid of them all. Let's start fresh. I know you can't do that, but I mean, like I said, because
I thought about it.
A lot of guys is from the Tea Party, and their objective is over because the Tea Party was constructed to be an opposition to President Obama. So I mean, like their mission is over. I said get rid of them all. Let's start over. I don't care who feels I hurt because really, how can you be a United States senator that come from a state that have a lot of people that rely on these programs and you vote for it? I don't understand.
Well, I don't know how you feel, Kenneth, about this, but I believe in term limits. I believe that you can go in as a senator and you can run once and maybe you can run twice, but after that you go home.
That's it.
And you can the same thing with congressmen. You got people in the Senate.
It's a career.
You know, like John McCain, he's been in there since the '80s.
Yeah.
And you've got other people who've been in there since the '80s in Congress.
Joe Biden, he went from senator to vice president. He's been in there for years.
Yeah, the president has a term limit. The most he can serve is two. And I think that should be the same for senators. And I think that maybe the congressman's time to serve is less. Where a senator serves for 8 years, you've got the congressman that served for four. But I think that there should be term limits like in the House, you shouldn't have more than three. You shouldn't be a congressman more than three times, and you shouldn't be a senator more than twice. And then you should do it like it did when the country was founded. You go home. You let somebody else run in there.
Go back to work. Go back to work.
That's exactly right. Go home and get a job.
Yeah.
And actually do work. And I think that's what's really wrong with our country is I think we have these people in here that have served for decades, and they have this great retirement plan that when they retire, they still get all this money that comes to them every year because they were a senator or they were a congressman. They don't have to live on Social Security and things like you and I do.
Right. With 5 minutes left. Let me ask you something, Don. Let me ask you something.
Sure.
Let me ask you something. There's been a lot of heat coming down these senators and congressmen about this sexual harassment. I mean, from first it started with the Hollywood. Now it hit the politicians, and now the news commentators. And since you brought that up there, what do you think? Hey, you know, I have a daughter, and my daughter get a position. I don't want her male boss put his hand if she don't let him put his hand on her. And like Tavis Smiley said the other day on Good Morning America, he said that, hey, many spouses met each other on the job. That's true, but it's consensual. But you get into some very delicate waters when the man is the superior and the female is the subordinate. It gets kind of dicey there. What do you feel about everybody getting all these women, the hashtag Me Too movement? I mean, you remember the feminist revolution, right? It's the feminist.
Yeah.
I've been saying this for years. History repeats itself. It's the feminist movement all over again.
You know, the thing that really bothers me about this whole thing is that people, all they have to do is be accused. Like Al Franken, he's being accused.
Yeah.
Okay, and these other people are being accused, but they're not being proven. Now, I'm not saying, some people say, well, the woman said it, so therefore it's got to be true. Well, I have two daughters.
Hold on. I know some victim women out there in this world, and I know some women that are cutthroat worse than men.
Yes, you're right. But my point is, there
are some women that would take you to the cleaners if you do them wrong. It's sad.
You ought to talk to my ex-wife. She did that to me. But really, the thing that is so disconcerting to me is that you have these women that just make accusations, and therefore everybody's up in arms and they say, you should resign. Now, I'm no fan of Al Franken, okay? I don't personally like him very much. But I think that for him and for others, they should have their day in court. They should be able to face their accusers and
due
say,
process.
Okay, what evidence do you have that I did that? That's right, exactly, due process of law, and they don't get it. What happens is you get some women that come on there and complain, and then they say, okay, well, these women complained about you, you're done. Just because they accused you doesn't mean you actually did it. Now, but by the same token, a lot of them did do it. But you still, even if you did do it, you should still have your day in court where you should have a chance to try to prove your innocence, and you should be innocent until you're proven guilty. That's what our law is supposed to be.
I just want to go a little step further. How about keep your hands to yourself? You know, how about be business like? Cause if a woman want to date you or be romantic with you, she has a way of letting you know. The batting of the eyes or the giggling or the rub. You know, how about be professional on the job? Now, know what to set this up for? Like you said, let's say that a woman, me and this female's up for a promotion. We got to compete with each other for this promotion. And I get it. But guess what? She might just say, hey, he felt my behind. He was fresh with me. He broke with me.
Yep.
But they caught Donald Trump saying that on tape, and he still got elected. I thought that was the end of it.
Like I said, and you got a picture of Al Franken touching this woman, and he's smiling about it while she's sitting sleeping. But you know
what?
He's
a comedian.
He should still. I don't care if he's a comedian or a senator or what. He still should have his day in court. He should still be able to say, you know, I oppose this, and he should be able to plead his case. And I had a woman one time.
It's setting up a dangerous precedent that a woman can make an allegation without a guy resign, and then there's the investigation. I mean, but some of these guys raped women. They raped them.
Oh, and they're terrible.
And these women was afraid. And these women was afraid to come out. Hey, Don, only got two minutes left. I got to go. Thank you for calling. I'll go talk to you next week, sir.
You're the best.
All right. Thank you. That's my main man, Don. Me and Don talk all the time, man. We text each other. We message each other almost on a daily basis and everything. And he's a big supporter of the show. Matter of fact, I should get a few people a big supporter of the show. In fact, with the market campaign, you know, when we go to YouTube next year, I burped out the surprise. I'll go wait till the beginning of the year. But, you know, I had these people say how they feel about the show. Well, one more thing I want to say. I don't know if it's fake news or real. I heard that P. Diddy, Oprah Winfrey, and Curry might buy the North Carolina Panthers because the owner was found of fake because he made his work environment negative. And that's the same one that said we can't let the prisoners run the asylum. That was a racist comment. But I hope it's not fake news. It's about time. It's just like they say, it'll never be a black quarterback. It'll never be a black middle linebacker. And they say it'll never be a black NFL owner. Hey, I say great. Well, I am because we are. We are because I am. I see you next week. I'm out.
Hold it now.